Les colloques du Collège de France.
So the next speaker is Élise Grosjean. So after I had the pleasure to be the director of her thesis some time ago, she is now at Equipe IDEFIX at ENSTA. And she is assistant professor there, and so she will present some work that we did during our thesis and after. And so the title of the presentation is a doubly reduced approximation for the solution of PDE based on a domain truncation and reduced basis method with application to Navier-Stokes.
Okay. So thank you for this introduction. I'm very pleased to present some new results about the new to grid method at this occasion. But to begin with, a small digression. I would like to speak about a website I'm currently developing on reduced basis methods. So I know you're all familiar with this method, and we had very good courses of Yvon this year. But it's for teaching purposes. And if you go in the documentation, so the link is here. If you go in the documentation, there are already a list of some methods, and I add more methods from time to time. You have here a general presentation of the methods. And then what is nice is that for each method, you can see you have some codes on very simple examples in different computing languages, such as Phil++, Phoenix, and FreeFM++, and also Python, Jupyter Notebook, with a lot of details. So here you can see an example on the PUD Galerkin method, a lot of details and explanation of the where it comes from, and some details about the well-posedness of the problem, and some references, and then some notebooks with a lot of details too. So if you want, I created a reduced basis at gmail.com account. And if you want to contribute or discuss more about it, I will be happy to share the links with you. And of course, some parts are about the events. Okay, so now the new to grid methods. So you might know these methods from Yvon courses, but I will first explain how it works. And here the motivation is to further reduce the online part of the algorithm. So the idea is to consider, of course, parameterized PDE, where with this notation, the parameter of interest is mu in a set G. And then we seek u of mu in a Hilbert V. And H is the size of the mesh. So you, as other reduced basis method, it decomposed in two stages. One is offline and very costly, but only executed once. And one is online and it's much faster than the execution of a classical solver. And on the right, you can see a figure where we have in black the manifold of all the solutions. And we want to approach this manifold by a reduced space VHN, and VHN has to be as close as possible of the black curve. And we do here a PUD or a greedy algorithm to to approach the best space. And then instead of projecting the fine solution onto VHN, we are going to use a coarse approximation. And a very nice thing with this method is that it's completely non-intrusive. So NIB2GRID method is for non-invasive two-grid methods. And it's non-invasive because here we don't need we don't require the associated matrices of our problem. The code is used as a black box, like here, and for one new parameter, we only need the solution associated to this parameter. And of course, we want this solution for different meshes. So here you see we want to approximate for a new parameter mu, u of mu. This method has been developed by Rachida Shakir and Yvon Madet in this paper in 2009. The idea is that we are going to use the black box solver with a fine solution and a coarse mesh. And so the coarse size is capital H and the small fine size is small h. And now we have this classical decomposition of the reduced basis approximation with here A, G, J, H are the optimal coefficients. And we replace them by the coarse coefficients, which are the projection of the coarse solution onto VHN. And we consider L2 autonomized mods. And we can prove that we have this error bond between the NIRB approximation and the true solution. So we have, we've even worked on this, its extension with finite volume schemes. Where it comes from, so the first term here, T1, is linked to how well we approximate the optimal space during the offline part, so it links to the Kolmogorov n width, and it decreases with n. And then the second term is linked to the discretization of the method. So if we consider finite elements method, we have a Sears lemma, and we retrieve this kind of order with P1 finite elements. But you see that with the coarse mesh here, we have a bound of the error in C capital H, of course, and we don't want that for our approximation. But we can, in fact, use the Bessel inequality here to get to retrieve with Obanich lemma this H square here with a constant which depends on n and increases with n. So we have to do some trade-off between increase n to reduce this first term, but not too much, to not have a too big constant C2. But it remains bounded by a constant independent of of n. Okay. So I show here that we can retrieve the same rate of convergence as the fine solution, but we didn't prove that we retrieve exactly the accuracy of the fine solution. And in fact, in very simple problems, we can retrieve this precision, but not with usually it's not the case. We need a further step, which is called the rectification post-treatment. The idea is that we have already fine coefficients with well-suited parameters that we have already chosen for the basis, the reduced basis. And it's easy to compute the coarse coefficients offline for the same parameters. So now we have B that refers here to the coarse coefficients, and A which refers to the fine ones, and we are seeking here rectification, so how to map the coarse coefficient to the fine one with a linear operation. So we solve this least square approach on a matrix R. And so here you see the it's the minimum of the error between the rectified coarse coefficient and the fine one, plus some Tikhonov regularization parameter, and we obtain so these normal equations. And then for a new parameter mu, we can online very quickly rectify the new coarse coefficients. And so we don't have a lot of theoretical results. It's a heuristic method, but still this rectification has been applied to many to different settings with very complex one from industry, and has shown great results. So here I listed some paper of Rachida Shakir. Also during my PhD, I tested it on wind turbines, and here also in the thesis of Olga Mola, there are some results with a generalization of the method. Okay, so we can still see a little bit why it's working so well. The idea is that here we consider so the fine projection, P and H. We have also the cheap approximation with the coarse coefficients. And since the rectification is mainly the inverse of B times A, it depends on the conditioning of B. So if B is has a bad conditioning, then we cannot expect a good bound of the error for this rectification. So we tested it first with our model problem, the well-known BFS, backward facing step problem with the steady Navier-Stokes equations in a 2D channel. Here you have the fine mesh and the coarse one. We solve this equation with a parabolic inflow at the entrance and a natural condition at the outside of the channel. And we choose the Reynolds to have a good recirculation after the step. So it's linked to the distance between the entrance and the outside of the channel, which is called L here. So we have to take L big enough to have this recirculation. And if I plot for this problem the rectification matrix, we can see that it's very close, in fact, to identity. So here you see on the left the rectification matrix, on the right the error with the identity. And what is interesting here is that you see that the diagonal match very close to identity, and you have some correction close to the diagonal, so it means that it the rectification corrects more the coefficients which are neighbors. Okay, so now the conditioning of R, obviously, which it's very good because it's close to identity, and even if the conditioning of B is not so good here, it's still the conditioning of R here is perfect because it's close to identity. And now some error of our near approximation. So you can see the coarse error here between the coarse solution and the fine one. Then here you have the NIRB without rectification, and it's for different sizes of coarse mesh. And then you have the NIRB with rectification. You see that very quickly we reach the same accuracy as the true projection. Okay, so now the question is, how can we further reduce the online step of this algorithm? So we had previously chosen to replace the optimal coefficients by coefficients where we projected the coarse solution onto the fine reduced space. Now we are going to use a coarse reduced space and to compute this new coarse coefficients. And this is already a nice improvement of the online step, because we don't need to interpolate here the coarse solution onto the fine mesh, but we can directly compute these coefficients. And we still enhance the cost by doing some truncation of the domain. So we consider a small omega inside the big domain omega, and we do the inner product inside this domain. So here, for our model problem, the natural truncation is to cut this distance L. And of course, if we truncate this domain too much, then we cannot retrieve the recirculation correctly. But we will see that with the rectification, we still have a very good behavior of the solution. So we did a lot of numerical tests, which are available, which will be available soon on Computers and Fluids journal. And here you can see different truncations. And what is interesting here is that we can decompose the error between the fine coefficient and the new rectification coefficient by these three terms. And you see that the second one depends on how well the coarse reduced bases approach the coarse solution for any parameter of the of G. So if this second term is big, it won't work. This bond will be big. And this is what we see here. This first and third term have the same order here. And so it's still with the same sizes of H. And here you have the total error. And you see that it has the same order than the error of the reduced basis approximation. That's second term. And it's also the same error that we had before with the classical rectification. Now, as I say in the paper, we show a lot of results, so I won't put all of them here, but you can see when we have a huge truncation, L equal to 1.2, so it's that one, that with lambda equal to zero, when n increase the number of modes, we can see that we have some stability issue at the end because the conditioning has increased too much. And here with regularization parameters, the results are fine now. So it shows the importance of this regularization. And you see that we retrieve, even with this very short cut, the same accuracy as the fine solution. So here you have the fine solution, and here the coarse, the error with the coarse solution. So the conditioning is not as good as with the classical rectification, but still you can see that it's not very big. We have only 10 here, even for a very large cut. And we can still see good performances of the time, even if it's an academic problem. So I highlighted the time that I wanted to show here that with the FEM solver, since we have a non-linear problem, it's 43 seconds, so it's not too much, but still we see a very big difference with the coarse solution of 1 second. And then with the classical NIRB, we have only 10 seconds for the online part, and with the truncation, so here we cannot see a very big difference, but it shows that if we have more degrees of freedom, then it should bring very cheaper complexity of the problem. And so we did some tests, numerical simulation on a 3D domain. So this is the same equation in a 3D channel. And we retrieve, again, very good accuracy. You can see only with 5 mods that we retrieve, even when the cut is very large, a very good error. But here, the theory of the NIRB cannot apply. Why? Because you might know that the solution, because of the re-entrant corner, doesn't belong to H2 globally. And we have this standard finite element estimates here. And you remember, we had this error bound for the NIRB. And this we need to retrieve with Obanich lemma, this H square. So here we cannot have that, obviously. And we can still have good performances because we can use a refinement during the offline part, like this one. So we retrieve a very good bridge space where we can see the recirculation is fine enough. And then during the online part, we take a uniform and cut coarse approximation. So it really reduces the cost because we don't have the refinement of the mesh, and we use a coarse mesh and a truncation. So you can see again that we have very good result here with a moderate cutting L equal to 3. And very large size, big size of the coarse mesh. And now I would like to proceed with the parabolic context. So we add also some tests on this time-dependent equation. So we consider here the heat equations on a unit square. And now the parameter depends on the time and on the diffusion coefficient. And what we show in a previous paper with Yvon is that we had this estimate for the NIRB error. So you can see again 3 contributions. But now we have the time involved, and we don't have lemma such as Obanich lemma for the time stepping problem. So what we did is we used a first order time stepping method for the fine solutions and a second order one for the coarse solutions. And then we can still recover these estimates. So by using this second order, we have inequality like this. So we can retrieve the H square with a classical result, and this This is the interval of the course time grid, and you can see that we have the same square here. So it's perfect when we take this equal to the fine grid sizes, then we retrieve the fine accuracy plus this T1 term, which is assumed small enough and linked to still our problem here of heat equation when it decreases very fast when we increase n. So now we have coefficients that depends on the time and the parameter of the diffusion, and L2 autonomized basis functions. And now with the rectification, which depends on time, we can rectify these coarse coefficients, where we have an interpolation on time and space, to the fine optimal coefficients with the parameter that we used for the reduced basis. And with our new rectification, we still have the rectification matrices over all the time steps, but we can still do this L2 inner product on the truncation domain. And so here are the results. So we take first this analytical solution, and the parameter here belongs to this interval. And you can see that we retrieve, so even with a very large cut, the same accuracy again as our FEM result with the fine mesh. But when the ratio between the fine mesh and the coarse mesh is bigger, even if we increase this n, we don't retrieve exactly the same order like here. So we need to cut a little bit less the solution, the domain. Okay, and as a perspective, so we would like to do more insight on the theory, of course, and to apply it to more realistic problem to really study the gain of on the run times. And with Patrick Stierle, we would like to test this new approach on the regular parts of the solution. And of course, I will put the method on the website very soon. So thank you for your attention. And if you have any questions, let me know.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.